Pocagnoli to take this corner in swinging from the near side. The second of the game. The Albion travelling fans are up and applauding as the cross comes out. Oh, it's in the net. It's Julian Lescott, the Albion skipper. It's flicked on, and Lescott with a close range header. He may have once played for Wolves, but the Albion fans love him to bits now. It's QPR 0, Albion 1. Julian Lescott after 10 minutes. Varela can stretch the game over on the far side. He's got Idey making a run. Idey points to where he wants the ball. Varela continues though. It's Sessegnon back to Varela again. It's 2-0 to the Baggies. Silvestre Varela announces himself in English football with a goal. A super 1-2 between him and Stefan Sessegnon. And the Baggies travelling fans in dreamland. Christmas has come early at Loftus Road for them. QPR 0, Albion 2, Lescott and now Varela. Barton's corner is loose in front of goal and it's cleared away by Wisdom. The referee's given a penalty. Now, what was that for? Andre Wisdom's challenge, possibly. It's a very soft penalty that Craig Pawson's given here at first sight, Franksy. Austin against Foster. Crucial moment in the game. Sends Foster the wrong way and QPR are back in business. They only trail now by 2-1. Have to say, today haven't got the benefit of a TV replay to see exactly what that penalty was for. It's QPR 1, Albion 2, and now Albion have to regroup. Difficult few minutes potentially ahead for them. An out swinger by Joey Barton. It's floated towards the far post. One in the air by John off the bar and forced in by Austin. And QPR are level. Less than 3 minutes into the second half. Charlie Austin makes it 10 for the season with his second. The initial header from Dunn came back off the bar. Albion couldn't deal with it. They were 2-0 up, the Baggies, but now QPR are right back in it at 2-2. In it comes from Barton again, right-footed, more air on it. This time it's headed in, and it is a hat-trick for Charlie Austin. From the six-yard line, he makes it 11 for the season, and Albion were 2-0 up after 20 minutes. But now it's such a different story. Alan Irvin, a disconsolate figure over on the far touchline, turns away. He can't believe it. Now applauds the players to try and raise themselves for one last assault. But they were 2-0 up, the Baggies. Now a hat-trick from Charlie Austin. One of them a really soft penalty. Means that it's QPR 3, Albion 2. And we barely got any time left. 3.5 minutes to go. Alan, that's tough to take.
It's extremely tough to take. We deserved 3 points, and we were the better team for the vast majority of the game. We controlled the game. We played very well for most of the game, and probably there was one spell after they'd scored the first goal when we were a bit on the back foot, and other than that, we were the dominant team. We created a lot of chances. We forced Rob Green to make some outstanding saves, and in the end we were undone by something that we pride ourselves in doing, and that is we pride ourselves in defending well at set plays, and we didn't do that.
So given all that, psychologically, what damage has that done, do you think?
Well, again, we can look at the positives, and it's important that we do that. Right now, we're all really hurting, and it's going to be a horrible journey back, without a doubt. But we have no choice but to move on and make sure that we're ready for the next game.
And even at 3-2 down, Berahino hits the bar in the last minute.
Yeah, great bit of skill, and probably summed up the way the day went for us, having been so good for so long.
So how do you go about picking the players up now for the Manchester City game, Alan?
Well, as I say, we accentuate the positives. We make sure that they're aware of how well they did most of the things during the game, and we tidy up on the things that we didn't do well.
You've already mentioned the defending, Alan, uncharacteristic from your side, and three set pieces as well. It must be so disappointing to watch from the sideline.
It's extremely disappointing because we do a lot of work on making sure that we're ready for them. Uh, we We do it on the pitch, we do it in video, and we do some animation on it. So we cover all the bases. We're aware of the threat that they are from set plays. And then it comes down to people just making sure that they do that job properly at the time. And today, uncharacteristically, as you say, we didn't do those jobs as well.
And how frustrating was the timing of their equaliser so close? Well, it's 3 minutes after the break.
Very, because it was the first time they'd been up the pitch. We'd started the second half again on the front foot, and the first time they went up, they got themselves a corner, and they got the goal from it. So that was extremely frustrating. But we showed a lot of character. We kept on playing the way that we had been playing, and we were again the team that was looking more dominant, the team that looked more likely to win the game.
Difficult to stand here and try and think of positives in the wake of the result that you've just had, but the understanding between the likes of Sessegnon, Varela and Ide, especially in the first half, they were playing some really good stuff at the edge of the area.
Yeah, we did, and there will be plenty of positives to take from the game. The only real negatives are obviously the result, which is a huge negative, and the defending from the corners. But there were plenty of things for us to say, you know, that we did well. This is a really difficult place to come, and for most of that game, we were the better team.
Just one other thought, Alan, about the penalty. Did you think it was a soft decision?
Yeah, it was soft. I can see that the referee's got a decision to make. I can't say that there wasn't a bit of kind of pulling and things going on, but, well, it wasn't enough to make to maybe make that difference. I can't say that it wasn't a penalty. The fact is the referee made that decision, and we've just got to accept that.